I'm Ricky Bevington. This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. Starting Friday, September 1st, Georgians won't need to take a tour of their favorite brewery to sample the alcohol. They'll also be able to take some home with them. It's a new law called SB 85, and it breaks the strict alcohol system put into place after Prohibition. Attorney Charlie Sue Smith is here to explain why Georgia has so tightly regulated alcohol for nearly a century. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with you explaining what this three-tiered system that Georgia's been using to control alcohol since the 1930s. Illustrate that for us.
Absolutely. So there's three tiers to the Georgia alcohol distribution system. There's the manufacturers, so like the brewers or the distillers, and there's the distributors who distribute the alcohol that the manufacturers make. And then there's the retailers, so liquor stores, bars, things like that. Basically, since Prohibition, this system has been in place to where the interest of these different tiers have to be separated.
There were social and economic reasons why this was implemented. Talk about those. The evils to society and tax collection?
Before Prohibition, there were a bunch of basically what they were called were saloons. The manufacturers of the alcohol would basically own the saloons, which were the retailers. So basically these saloons would offer things such as gambling or prostitution and basically just any means of getting consumers in the door to consume their alcohol. It basically created a lot of issues for society over consumption of alcohol. Also, when the manufacturers and the retailers' interests were aligned, it created some tax collection problems. There was no accountability. The saloons would kind of try to subvert the tax system. So that's where the three-tiered system came into place.
What does this new law change for Georgia law, but also for consumers?
The new law will allow brewers and distillers to sell their product to consumers when they come to the brewery or to the distillery. Consumers can go to either of these brewers or distillers and buy their beer by the glass or whatever for on-premises consumption. And they can also buy a limited amount of beer for off-premises consumption. So you can buy a 12-pack to go or something like that. The off-premises consumption here is one of the biggest changes.
Alcohol wholesalers in Georgia have been very, very powerful and very profitable for decades. How are they responding to these changes?
Well, it's my understanding that SB 85 was a collaborative effort, and that's what makes it so cool, because it's wholesalers, distributors, and the retailers, the brewers, kind of came together to create this bill. They think that it'll help out both the wholesale tier and also the manufacturer tier. So by allowing brewers to sell directly to consumers, that might be able to create a constant cash flow for these small breweries that need every bit of cash they can, and then also increase their notoriety to where there'll be more beer to be distributed by the distributors. So it was a collaborative effort on part of both the wholesale lobby, which it has in the past been a much stronger lobby, and the brewers, who kind of were backed by consumers as well, just because people want to get as much access to these different and very unique kinds of beers that are coming out of Georgia.
In a way, the legalization of marijuana in other states is kind of like coming out of Prohibition, where states have to decide, how do we regulate this? How do we distribute it? How do we produce it? And how we tax it? Do you see any parallels here? Have you studied that at all?
From what I've read about that, a lot of people have been drawing a lot of parallels between Prohibition with alcohol and legalization of marijuana. Just like the craft beer movement got so large and so popular, once there's enough of a public outcry for these things to happen, then it seems like it's basically inevitable, but it might take a little time.
Charlie Sue Smith is a recent graduate from the University of Georgia Law School. I'm Ricky Bevington for Georgia Public Broadcasting.